This episode of the UAV Digest is sponsored by Go Engineer, provider of design, engineering, and 3D printing solutions for the aerospace and unmanned vehicles industries. To learn more, visit theuavdigest.com/goengineer. And by UAV Propulsion Tech, a provider of propulsion, servo, autopilots, and rescue and recovery parachute solutions for the unmanned aerial vehicle market. For more information, check out www.uavpropulsiontech.com. You're listening to episode 199 of the UAV Digest. I'm Max Flight, on the road again this week, David.
And I'm David Vanderhoof, home in Philly, but it was good to be with my co-host over the weekend down at Innovations of Flight 17. That podcast has gone up the day before we record this, which was the 21st of June, Wednesday. There's a really good interview Max did with Amazon. So I recommend all of our listeners here take a few minutes and go listen to Airplane Geeks, at least our Innovation of Flight episode, so you can hear some drone talk on our other show. But we also got a really special show tonight. Max, we've got not a lot of news, actually none, because we've got a very special guest.
Yes, we do. We have with us John Perry. He's the director of Genius New York, which is an in-residence business accelerator program. They're at the Center State Corporation for Economic Opportunity, the Tech Garden in Syracuse, New York. Now, as for John, he's worked with a diverse group of renewable energy and sustainable technology companies. He began his career with a biomass gasification startup, and he's implemented distributed energy systems in Europe and North America. In 2013, John joined an innovative sustainable materials company called Ecovative Design as a business development manager. John's also developed global sales and marketing partnerships. So, John, welcome to the UAV Digest.
Thank you, Max and David. I'm happy to be here.
So, John, I'll start off with a simple question. How much biofuels have you been dealing with UAVs? We've talked about a lot of biofuels. I'm very impressed that my co-host could, in one felt swoop, use the word gasification. How much of your previous experience in biofuels are sort of coming into your UAV experience?
Oh, that's a great question. I have not really thought too much about tying the past industries in with this one, but a couple good examples. We had 250 applications for the Genius program last year, and really only one of them dealt with the fuel side of the technology and solution. And it was actually a fuel cell company. They were a semi-finalist. They did not make the six finalists, but a very exciting company and a lot of potential. And I think the fuel source for UAVs is going to be a very interesting topic in years to come. Do you invest higher in the battery technologies and storage, or do you look at other alternative fuels as we want to have bigger payloads and longer distances to complete missions? So, not a lot of activity there on my side, but when I was at Ecovative, there was a project coming out of Cornell that built a drone out of our material, which is a mushroom-based, fully compostable material. And they built the frame of the drone out of that material so that if it did crash land, it would go back to nature. So you never know where a lot of these technologies, startups, and innovation come from, but they can be related to many industries.
Yeah, John, and that's one of the exciting things about this growing industry is that with all the innovation that's coming out, all the development of new technologies, it's kind of like the space program in some ways. It's kind of like the dawn of personal computers in some ways. Sort of the opportunities are out there. Some of them we can see and many of them we can't even imagine yet. But as for Genius New York, can you tell us a little bit about the objective there? What is the goal of Genius New York?
Genius New York is the world's largest accelerator competition for the unmanned systems market. What we are looking to do is invest in early stage technologies focused on unmanned systems, hardware, software, analytics. We do have a slight preference for the UAS industry, airborne vehicles, but technologies that relate to ground and marine are also very interesting as they can be very complementary to the industry. So our objective is to find the best and the brightest, good opportunities, high growth technology companies, invest in them, bring them to the Tech Garden in Syracuse, and through the program, provide them mentorship advisors, resources that go beyond the financial investment, but really how to form an entity, how to go to market strategy in your business model, how to account for financing and follow on investment. All of these traditional business 101 startup information we provide through the accelerator. Some teams need them more than others, but our goal is to rapidly accelerate the growth of these companies and support the entire industry, which we're very focused on in Central New York, is making the unmanned systems market a success and keep it growing and solve many solutions throughout many different industries.
Is the Tech Garden, does it have broader scope than just unmanned? Is it, in other words, is this just a certain component of the activity of the Tech Garden?
It is. The Tech Garden has been in operation for a little over 10 years. It's kind of the premier incubator in the Central New York, Syracuse region. We have a number of different programs from our Clean Tech Fund to our Technology Commercialization Fund that do actually invest or mentor startups in many different industries and opportunities. So we have an existing resource and a lot of capability there, and we're really formatting Genius New York to take advantage of that, but with a stronger focus on the unmanned systems market.
So what was the transition to bringing unmanned within the scope of this organization? Was that the vision of one particular person, or did everybody kind of look at each other and say, we have to do drones?
It's a good story. We have a history in the Central New York region of having radar and sensor technology that's been applied primarily to the military drone technologies. We had an opportunity through Governor Cuomo and the state of New York to provide a proposal to the Upstate Revitalization Initiative, this URI fund. And out of our proposal, and out of 12 different regions in New York State, ours was selected as the best, and we received a $500 million investment to our region for economic development. In our proposal, we committed half of that, $250 million, to the unmanned systems market. We have one of the, now I believe it's 8 FAA-designated test sites in Rome, New York. And in Syracuse and the Central New York region, we have many existing companies, such as Lockheed Martin, Saab Census, their defense and security side as well, number of companies that have worked in the radar sensor market. And it just made a lot of sense to continue to invest and develop those technologies among many other technologies that we want to bring to the region to prove out what this industry is capable of and to actually create a great economic opportunity for the Central New York and Mohawk Valley region.
That's a really huge investment. That's a lot of investment money. I'm kind of impressed. I mean, that really speaks to the notion that there's a lot of confidence that the payoff here would be significant.
Is this the point where we're supposed to be saying, do they invest in podcasts about UAVs?
I would encourage you to apply. No, it's interesting that you introduced me with my background in startups. I never really saw myself working, for a state-funded organization or on the economic development side. But when I saw the opportunity presented, I mean, Genius New York standalone is very interesting and exciting, but the entire ecosystem and the investment going on here, and this is Central New York. People think of New York and they think of the city. This is a different component of New York State with a lot of skills and expertise that can help build this market and this industry. So we have a specialty here. I'm glad the state saw the opportunity to invest in it. There's other regions such as Albany that are doing nanotech, the Buffalo doing healthcare work and cancer research. But here in Central New York, we saw this great opportunity to do the unmanned systems industry and invest very heavily. And that's why so much attention has come our way. And it's great for our program at Genius, but also all the other development going on in the region.
John, maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the companies that have applied for funding or some of them that have been awarded funding. What kinds of organizations are these that are coming to you looking for this kind of investment?
So very high level, we have an application period. For Genius 2, it's open right now till October 1st. Last year, out of the 250 applications, we got a very diverse group of companies coming in and applying. Some at the thought or concept stage, which is acceptable for our program if it is a good fit. Others with very experienced entrepreneurs and a lot of traction already gained or investments made. What we did, we down selected and we tried to have a very complementary group. We didn't want to invest in six, you know, UAS platform technologies. We didn't want to invest in six softwares that do all inspection. So we actually diversified our investment and we got a number of great technology companies in. One surprising thing on our side was, and it's due to the nature of the investment, we're investing $3 million directly into six companies. It goes $1,600,000, $400,000, and then three teams at $250,000. And all we ask in exchange is that they come to Syracuse for at least 1 year as their headquarters and base their company there. And we take a 5% equity in return. And what we found is we got very experienced companies, early stage, but experienced team members. And so our cohort has a lot of deep domain experience, subject matter expertise that has come in. Some of the companies have built and sold companies in the past. Others are right out of the university with a postdoctorate degree, and they're developing software to change the industry. So we've had a great mix of companies, and I can give you a quick overview of the six technologies that we have invested to in this first year program. Our first place team is Auto Modality. They came out of the Bay Area, California. Who would have thought a Bay Area, California company would be coming to upstate New York for opportunities, but that's exactly what transpired here. The team is working on autonomous GPS denied inspection software packages that, you know, the technology allows a commercial drone to inspect, primarily focusing on bridge inspection and rail inspection, as well as warehouse at this point. They had a great success story. They won the DJI developer competition in 2016, where they had to fly off of a moving F-150, do a search and rescue scenario completely autonomously, and then land on the F-150, all at a push of a single button. They were the only team to accomplish that and land on the truck, and that's where I met them at the award ceremony and convinced them to apply for Genius. It ended up being a good decision on their part as they took home a $1 million investment from Genius New York and the state of New York. So they have a lot of traction already, a very experienced team with a lot of capabilities. They're just signing some very big contracts to do inspection work in the US, and they have international opportunities as well. So exciting company to keep an eye out for. They're gonna do great things in the market. The second place team, Ascent Aerosystems, has a very unique flight platform. Their entire UAS platform is different from your typical quadcopter or multi-rotor copter. They have a cylindrical design with a coaxial blade system. The best thing about it is when it lands, the blades retract down onto the cylinder, and you have this drone that you can literally throw in a backpack. It's very rugged, durable, portable, efficient, a lot of capabilities, a lot of opportunities to add things on, sensors and cameras to the unit. They got started on Kickstarter, sold about 400 units, closed the Kickstarter. They came into the accelerator and we are helping them manufacture and then also grow their business, allowing them the financial resources to build their sales and development team as well. So their team, good story. They came out of Syracuse University, twin brothers, Jonathan and Nathaniel Merringer, moved to Arizona to work in the aerospace industry. And then with this opportunity, we brought them back to the region. So they're happy to be back. We're happy to have them. Really unique flight system. So for any of the aerial geeks out there, you've got to go check out Ascent Aerosystems. They've got a great platform and a great solution to many of the commercial industry needs.
Yeah, David, I think we talked about them previously. Doesn't this sound a little familiar?
It does, you know, but after 199 episodes, it all sort of sounds a little familiar. But it's interesting, Jonathan, that they're very welcoming to come back to New York. I mean, do these people know that upstate New York has really cold winters?
We're not afraid to announce it up here. Syracuse is the official home of winter. So we do get a lot of snowfall, but it's a beautiful region with four distinct seasons. And my favorite is the fall, but we're going through a beautiful summer right now. And you gotta learn to ski or snowmobile or something in the winter to survive. But it's a great place to build a business. It's affordable. Our company in California wants to build the operation and service side of their business here in the Northeast because it's a great location to New York City, Boston, Toronto, major centers for technology and innovation, but also opportunities for development, and the cost of living is a fraction of what you would see in California.
Yes, it really has a lot going for it, for sure. John, tell us about some of the other companies that received funding in the first round.
Sure. The third place team that brought in a $400,000 investment is OmniMesh. They are working on their platform can be applied to a lot of industries, but one of their focus points is the UAS industry for command and control. So they can use a mesh network, much lower cost than 4G or 5G services that might be available as beyond visible line of sight and long distance command and control is needed. So they're looking at having a much more cost-effective and very capable mesh network that can be applied to the industry. So good opportunity for them right here in our backyard at the FAA Test Center in Rome, New York at Griffiths, but many opportunities ahead as we are going to find the need for these portable and easily installable command and control centers for the use of tracking drones and monitoring safe and reliable air systems. It's a very important component to the overall impact of the industry. And that's one of the key components of going on in Central New York and at the FAA Test Center at Griffiths is the ability to create a regulatory framework around the command and control for the UAS airspace. It's critical for the industry, and we are definitely pioneering it through the New Air Alliance, which we work very closely with, as well as NASA and UTM and many other entities that are making this happen.
That's fantastic. Yeah, this is very, very important stuff. Yeah.
The remaining three teams that received a $250,000 investment include SkyOp, a training company that is working with colleges, universities, workforce development to understand the high-level UAS market and the industry and how to fly and the regulations to fly, and also provide courseware to pass your Part 107 license. Another team is Acrobotics. It is a very young team developing safe and reliable autonomous flight packages, everywhere from flight control to flight mapping. Very talented team that came out of Syracuse University, working on the mathematics and the software packages to make drones more efficient and more reliable in autonomous flight. And also, Easy3D is a company focused mainly on accurate measurement. They've started with their Easy Roof app for roofers to measure roofing applications, but they are going beyond and to bigger industries for and a very incredible and accurate measurement technology that they utilize drones to secure for their customers. So three other very exciting high growth potential companies that we're happy to have in Genius New York and at the Tech Garden.
And Jonathan, do they all have like websites that we can put up on our show notes?
So they're all on our website. I think it's probably the best way to access them and see what they do. So all the teams, there's a brief overview with a link to their website. It's under geniusny.com 2017 teams.
And one of the things I think is impressive, John, is the diversity of of the teams in terms of the aspects of unmanned aircraft that they're looking at. It really covers a broad spectrum, and that's great. I think you mentioned earlier that you didn't want just a bunch of teams all building drones, but that you wanted them to be looking at different aspects of this, and I think you've been successful at that.
It's really exciting when you bring the teams into the accelerator. We have all hands meetings once every 3 weeks, and the teams really work together. Actually, one of our teams, I'm flying to California with one of the teams to essentially help with a development contract with one of the other teams. So the skill sets are useful and complementary amongst the incubator group. And that just creates so many more synergies and opportunities. So we've been very happy with the result of having a diverse technology set in the accelerator.
Sure. Brilliant.
Jonathan, tell us a little bit about who are the judges and what was the criteria. How did you pare down 250 to six? That's got to be a huge challenge.
Well, from my side, it takes a lot of organization and planning. But fortunately, I am not a judge. We had a third party panel of judges. In the first series, first we made sure that the teams that applied fit all the requirements, very basic requirements, really. We were open to international candidates. There's very few limitations to get into the program other than being in this space and being under a threshold of existing investment or sales. But if you're a startup and you're in the unmanned systems market, you can apply. What we did, we took a third-party panel of judges that did an online platform. We use a platform called Skilled out of California. It's very effective in doing what we're trying to do and get through those types of candidates and applications. And we got it down to 20 semifinalists. At that point, in the initial application, you have to fill out the questions, pretty simple template, apply a business plan and some of your financial projections along with some other questions that we ask about, where do you have any IP, protection? Do you have any, what's your equity structure, your cap table look like, things of that nature? Are you willing to move to Central New York? That's always a big one. Most people say yes, but you'd be surprised. But it is a qualification of the application. And then those semifinalists, then we bring it down to our executive advisors. And those individuals you can find on our website at geniusny.com. They are executives or entrepreneurs within the Central New York region that are very involved in the unmanned systems market here, trying to build this industry here. So they have a vested interest, not financially, but simply to build an industry in Syracuse. So those individuals are the ones who actually choose the final six teams. Those six teams come in January 1st. The first 2.5 months are focused on business development. We actually give them, they don't get funding at that point. They get a stipend. They get a $10,000 a month stipend for housing, salary, et cetera. And we work with them, with our staff and our experts and our entrepreneur in residence, et cetera, to develop their business model in more detail, a stronger business model, their go-to-market strategy, their financial projections, what they're going to do with their funding. And then they actually compete. They work together for 2.5 months developing this, and then they compete in March at our finals night. And those same advisors who pick the six teams then select the three grand prizes and then the runner-up $250,000 investment. So it's a very exciting night. If anyone's interested in attending, please reach out to me. We'll be doing another finals night in March, but keep an eye out for teams that will be selected this year. And if you're interested in applying, going to geniusny.com to fill out the application. It's a great opportunity.
This sounds really fantastic. I am curious, John, to know a little bit more about the skill set that Genius New York brings. In other words, I imagine this is not just a group of people who are experts in unmanned aircraft, but people who are experts in startups and developing business plans and forming companies and all of that sort of thing. How much of that is just sort of general skill and how much of that is specific to unmanned aircraft?
We have quite a mix in this year's cohort. We have some teams that are experts in the unmanned and the UAS market, actually working with drones and have been in the past, like Ascent Aerosystems developing an actual, you know, airframe for the UAS. But others actually have experience being entrepreneurs or startup companies and build businesses like OmniMesh. Their background is really in networking. Some of the companies like AutoModality that I mentioned are not really in this space, but they're in the robotic space or the software engineering space. And that's, you know, that is invaluable in this market right now, is what software can do to advance the industry, as well as analytics. That's something we're going to be focusing on next year significantly, is what to do with all the data, how to, you know, machine learning, how to process all this data and come up with solutions. So we have a very good mix of entrepreneurs, engineers, innovators, you know, and some of the teams need the business incubation help. A couple of them, not as much, but the ones that do, especially, we provide this extra value that if they went out on their own, they would find it very difficult, even from starting, you know, forming an entity. It can be as basic as that. And we can provide all of these resources to teams at very different levels. And if they're very advanced, then we really focus on networking, follow-on investment, and things of that nature. If they're earlier stage, we really stick to the basics and help them grow their business step by step.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the companies that receive funding through this program, there's an expectation that they'll have some activities in New York State. And that's for obvious reasons. That makes sense. Are there other obligations that the companies who do receive this funding have to provide? Are there other things, other goals or other objectives that they have to meet? Do they have to be successful? What does that look like?
No. If the company is not successful, then like other investments, especially in the venture capital world, et cetera, these companies, you know, that unfortunately that happens a lot with startups. Our goal is to prevent that. But as far as requirements to stay in the state, many of these teams, and this is an important part to note about the program, they're not just joining Genius New York for the investment. Some of these teams could go out and raise the capital at very similar terms on their own. They're coming here for the opportunity and the network and the ecosystem that is being built in Central New York. All the partnerships, the opportunities, that is a big portion. So although there is no requirement to stay after the 1 year mark, if we're doing our job, they're going to want to stay in Central New York and they're going to want to have their business headquartered or at least grow in this area and region and create jobs here. So that's our benefit. And we need to prove ourselves as creating value and providing reason to stay in the city and the region for unmanned systems.
Yes, I can really imagine that these other opportunities, the value that comes from the networking, from the, as you say, the ecosystem that exists in upstate New York, all of that sort of thing might even be more valuable to a startup than the money itself.
We have endless examples of that being true from partnerships and opportunities we've provided to the teams through our network, even to investors that are familiar with the Genius New York program and want to meet the teams. We have a couple teams actually in discussions right now, even after 6 months, for follow-on investment through our network. So many opportunities that we can bring to the table outside of the investment alone.
Sure.
Also, you have an area of population that is sensitive to UAVs. When we were up at New Air for their convention, the local community was very much embracing the technology. And so I could see that after getting the grant and being there, to be able to harness that energy is a really good advantage that you guys can offer.
The community has been incredible. The media is very interested in this. And the stories coming out of the program, of the region, people have a vested interest in. We bring in speakers and we have talks at the Tech Garden from industry leaders in the UAS space, and we'll fill the room. And these people have never been to the Tech Garden before. They're not even entrepreneurs. They're people of the community. They're interested in this industry. So we also have the community support. And especially in the commercial drone industry, that is very important, because a lot of people are not completely up to date with what drones are capable of. They might be a little more fearful from the privacy aspect that you hear about in the news from time to time. But I think Central New York is really grasping on the economic opportunity and the change that robotics and autonomous systems can bring and give us a distinct advantage to grow through technology and software and development.
John, we should talk a little bit more and be really clear about the next round that's underway now. Tell our audience about what the opportunities are, how they can maybe participate.
So Genius New York 2.0 is open right now. You can simply visit geniusny.com to learn more about the program, the ecosystem being built here. Simply apply and submit your application. If you have any questions, my contact information is on the website. If you want to visit the Tech Garden or learn more about what's going on in Central New York, we are very open to hosting people and having discussions about that. But you have until October 1st to apply. So, you know, please get your application. They all come in the last week. So that's what I've learned in these accelerators. The applications get finished the last week. But out of, you know, 250 last year, we expect more this year as the brand has grown.
Yeah, and tell us again how long you think the assessment period will be after the deadline closes.
So we will select teams before the end of the year.
Okay.
We will know our six finalists. So usually before the holiday period in December, mid-December, we'll announce our six finalists.
And Jonathan, you'll come back and maybe do the announcement here after you've made the announcement?
Yeah, or you guys can come to Syracuse and do a live podcast at the finals night.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. I really do.
I do.
Yeah, and great. Upstate New York is wonderful. It's beautiful country. I went to school in upstate New York. My family's from upstate New York, as it turns out. So any excuse to get back up there would be that would make it very easy. Well, David, what do you think? This is really impressive. I think you know, we're observing a group of folks who really understand the positive economic value to developing an industry in their state, and they're really taking some great actions. What do you think?
I agree. And we knew that, we sort of knew that going in because of our experiences with New Air and being up at Griffiths. But we are really happy to partner with Genius. Well, I'm glad, John, that you guys reached out to us. It's a fantastic opportunity. And is there any, since we do have an international podcast, is there any regulations that they must be from the United States if we have somebody overseas that might want to, is there a regulation about that?
No, we're open to international teams. They just have to be able to work in the U.S. for at least 1 year.
That's fantastic news to our Canadian listeners, Australian listeners, and our European listeners. So I guess, Max, we should wrap this up. But again, Jonathan, thank you for coming on the show. And will there be a round three?
We hope so. New York State is impressed with what we've done so far. So I see this continuing in the future.
Great. All right. Well, you've been listening to episode 199 of the UAV Digest. We're almost up to 200. We want to, again, thank our guest, John Perry, director of Genius New York. That's the website as well, geniusny.com. As always, you can find us at theuavdigest.com, and you can find show notes for this episode at theuavdigest.com/199.
And of course, you can dive into the world of UAV Digest social media by going to our Twitter account at UAV Digest, our Facebook page, facebook.com/UAV Digest. You can send us an email to feedback@theuavdigest. And of course, we want you to be part of our Slack listener team. And if you don't know what that is, it's a group of highly active people on our team. You can join us by sending a email to feedback@theuavdigest, and we'll send you out a link. Lots of conversations in depth, and keep in mind that these are people who have purposely gone into the team so that there's a lot, or what is it you say, Max? There's signal to noise.
Oh yeah, very strong signal to noise ratio. It's kind of our group of alpha listeners.
If you are an alpha listener and you enjoy the show, we'd like you to leave some feedback at the iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher. That way other people can find us. You can support us by support our sponsors. You can join us at our Cafe Press store if you want to purchase some swag. And of course, you can become a patron of the account at patreon.com. All of these links, as well as links to the Genius New York webpage, you can find on our webpage, theuavdigest.com. So I guess with that, I'm going to say this is David in Philly.
And Max, soon to be back in Hartford.
Thank you for listening.